it's time to tell the neighbors the Charlie Evers Show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is on.
Boy, do we love hearing that song. My goodness gracious.
Scott Spears, sing along sometimes.
You do. Scott Spears and Glenn Coble sitting in for the one and only broadcasting icon, the legendary Charlie Evers. And stay tuned, because here at the 11:30 break, here's what happened. Let me give you the backstory real quick. When I was out visiting Charlie last night, his wife, Jeannie, was there. I love Jeannie. And his daughter, Angie, was there. And his son-in-law, Tim, came as I was getting ready to leave. I didn't get to see Amy last night, who I love. Amy's great, Charlie's daughter. Oh, I got to see Kathy, too. Kathy, his oldest daughter, was there for a little bit. So I got to see everybody except Amy last night. Amy, where were you last night? Do you avoid me when I come out to see your dad? What's going on? But what happened was, last night, I was talking with Charlie and Jeannie about, because I'm trying to remember how long I've known Charlie. Because I know it's the longest relationship I've had in radio. I know it is.
Yeah.
But I don't know how long. And I know I knew him when he had his heart surgery. And they told me last night that was 13 years ago. So I know it's longer than that.
13 years ago.
13 years ago. So I'm seven. So I'm trying to... Amy just sent me a message.
You got in trouble.
She had other things to do last night than stick around and wait for me.
Yeah, you weren't important.
Yeah, I wasn't important. But I was trying to figure out how long I'd known Charlie, and it predated his heart surgery, so I know it's more than 13 years. So it must be about 16 or 17, because I know I met him when I first started at MRN. I knew him immediately. Well, I knew who he was, because if you live in this town, you knew who Charlie Evers was.
I knew who he was when I came here in 04.
He's just one of those people.
Yeah.
So I met him about the same time I met Madge, so it's probably close to, 16, 17 years.
Half your life ago.
Half my life ago. Oh, Glenn, I'm dizzy. Well, the other day somebody called in here, and he wasn't trying to be mean, but first time I've ever had him on the program, and he says, I'm a longtime fan. I thought, well, now what does that mean? It's time to get out of here. I've been here too long. You're not supposed to have longtime fans. I don't even know if he said fan. Maybe it was a longtime listener.
Be happy he's still a fan.
Be happy he's still a fan. What was I talking about?
I was talking about Charlie and how long you've known Charlie.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Because this clip I'm going to play is... Okay. So this is serendipitous. I go out and visit Charlie last night. And this morning on my time hop...
I love that word. Serendipitous.
Serendipitous. 5 years ago today... I know I've known Charlie longer than 11 years because the show we do here, Exchange Club, has been on for 11 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's been here for six... We did it on television for two.
Okay.
And then we did it at MRN for four.
Okay.
So it's been on for 11 years now. And the two people who started that show with me were Marianne Michaels, legendary broadcaster in this area, and Charlie Evers.
Right.
It was always Charlie, Marianne, and then we have rotating people. And Marianne retired in 2016, and she's still with us, but she just retired. Charlie's obviously still with us. He's just not feeling well. But this morning, my time hop showed a picture from 5 years ago today, Marianne and Charlie doing the Exchange Club, which I loved seeing them together.
You passed that along.
I love those people. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play a little bit of the Exchange Club from that day, 5 years ago today.
Cool.
Of Marianne and Charlie. Now, I haven't screened it. I have no. It'll be dated because
there won't
it was
be
a
any dirty words.
Won't be a dirty word.
Okay.
But it was. It'll be dated because it was a current event show.
Yeah.
But I'm just going to let it rip.
Yep.
And you'll hear Charlie and Marianne. And we all used to argue. And this, I was thinking about this last night when I was visiting Charlie. People thought that Charlie and Marianne and other people who were involved didn't like each other. Because we would get, I mean, sometimes politically, we saw things very different. Well, Charlie and Marianne did at points.
Yeah.
But that was the show.
Yeah.
When the show was over, we would, where'd you get those shoes? Or where are you going this weekend on vacation?
Well, I'm sure there are people out there that think you and I don't like each other at certain
times. Well, they'd be right, but, Glenn.
Yeah, well, that's true. I never
know. No. It's, but it, you know, it's just when Charlie and Marianne were two of the best.
Uh-huh.
Are two of the, well, they're both. Yeah. Do you say both. Are or were? I don't know because they're both here.
Yeah.
They're just
I think you have to say are because he's still involved. She is not involved with the
station.
But
she just retired.
Yeah. So
she wanted, heaven forbid, she's the only broadcaster who ever retired. The, none of the rest of us can leave.
Well, you don't make enough money. You have to stay forever.
Apparently Marianne got the dough.
All right, good.
You know, I disagree with that, though, because I saw what some of these broadcasters made.
Yeah.
Oh, even in Marianne,
okay.
They made some dough.
That's kind of surprising.
Unfortunately, some of them didn't.
Yeah.
But I know Marianne, she came from television.
Yeah.
And she was still on television.
Television paid better than
But they
radio.
Had to pay her to leave television. She was on WCMH.
Really? I didn't
she
know
She was
that.
On Channel 4 in Columbus.
Wow.
And they had to pay her to leave that to come back. So I know she got some dough.
Huh.
And Madge got some dough because back in those days, there was no television.
Yeah.
So radio was still up. I mean, Charlie, as a matter of fact, has their pay stubs, I think.
Oh, really? Yeah.
How he got them, I don't know, but he showed them to me one time. It was
That's
a thing.
Good.
Oh, yes. But, oh, and I do want to give the update. I did visit Charlie Evers last night, in case you didn't listen in the last hour. He still has the energy issue. What can I say? But as Charlie would say, he's 85.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's just not feeling the greatest.
Yeah.
But... If,
and he shouldn't come out with the COVID-19 going on.
If and when he would ever want to come back, as we talked last night, that will happen.
Yeah.
And the truth of it is Charlie will never retire. So
sure.
Whatever happens, you're going to hear this theme song till the end of time. So
well,
there you go.
Every time he would come on, you could, you know, he might say to me, we'd sit out and listen to you out in the lobby for 15, 20 minutes before the show started, his show to started. And I'd say, you know, how are you feeling today? Oh, I don't feel so good. Or, oh, I'm just a little tired. Or the day he hurt his arm, you know, we talked. And now he didn't do this every day, but there were days that he wasn't feeling great. As soon as he came in here, sat behind that microphone, it was like turning the light switch on. He was in heaven.
Right. And that's always how he was.
Yep.
You know, and I think all of us, I mean, I in the morning when the alarm goes off, I don't want to come in.
But, I'm good. I'm glad that I feel the same way.
But once I get here, you're always so glad you did.
Yeah.
And when you come off of it, there is a high.
Yeah.
You're
yeah.
on a high for some reason.
Well, yesterday I came in, did our show together, and then did my show. And then I went and shopped, which is my Wednesday thing, because my wife doesn't want to go out. So I do the shopping. I was exhausted. It was only 3 hours of radio.
It's work. Oh, and I do want to mention, because we've gotten calls on the answering machine, and I've saw people in public, and we've gotten emails and Facebook messages about Charlie.
Yeah.
And he wants you to know that he appreciates that. He is very... happy that he made that difference in people's life.
Yep.
And again, he's not retiring.
Right.
That's not what this is. We just don't know why he doesn't have a lot of energy right now.
Yeah.
But he, like I said, visited him last night and it's fine.
Fully expecting to have him back sitting here anytime.
But he sends his best to you. So understand that. He does care a lot about... Charlie cared a lot about his admirers.
Yeah.
And Charlie had a lot of them.
Yes,
has
he
a
did.
Lot of them.
Yeah.
What, there, you know, it's weird because I'll talk about people who is has... Is that right?
Yeah.
It's has a lot... Yeah. Or do you say had a lot of admirers when you retire? How do you say that?
If you retired, I'd say had a lot. But yeah. He's not retired.
So I would say Marianne had a lot of admirers.
Yeah, and Charlie
but now that
has.
She's retired, she's... Sorry, the admirers went away. Marianne, I'm sorry if you're hearing this. Glenn doesn't know what he's talking about.
No, I don't. And I will admit that.
But you're going to get to hear Marianne and Charlie from 5 years ago on this date.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, they were so good together. So I love. And you know what? When they got together, they had never worked together. Huh. They had both just missed each other at different stations. And so when I got them together, that was the first time when we started doing this show. And a lot of people said, oh, Marianne is, you know, because she was. She was very high fashion. And you can tell from the picture.
Yeah.
High this and
she
high.
She wrote Fashion Magazine, didn't she?
She might have.
I think
but
she
Madge
did.
Was into that, too.
Oh,
and, but,
okay.
And Charlie's very agriculture. And he's that these two will never. And their egos because... First of all, neither one of them had egos. I worked with both of them. There was no ego. Just because they were known didn't mean they had ego. Mm-hmm. They worked perfectly together.
Cool.
And they were the same age.
Really?
Yeah, are the same
that's
age.
That's kind of interesting.
So that's interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to go to break here in about 10 seconds, and we're going. I'll love this. It'll be me, Marianne, and Charlie from 5 years ago on this date.
Good.
Talking about something, whatever was in the news, May 21st, 2015.
Okay.
So, Marianne and Charlie on the other side of this 10-minute break. 1 minute break.
You know, Nan Britton, the mother of President Harding's only child, wrote the first tell-all book called The President's Daughter.
Yes, it is a very detailed book, should we say?
Wow, is it detailed? I've seen instruction manuals that were less detailed.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Okay, here we are back, and I want to get right into this. Now, what this is, I screwed up the date. It's not the show that aired a year ago today, May 21st. It's actually older than that. This is from April 24th, 2015. It might have been the first Exchange Club we did on this station. Might have been. But I know Marianne and Charlie are the panelists, regular as they always were. I don't know if there's a fourth one here. I have not listened to this since it aired 5 years ago, more than 5 years ago. I know I'm the moderator. So you'll hear me, you'll hear Marianne, you'll hear Charlie. We're talking about what was ever in the news April 24th.
And we're flying 2050, blind.
And we're flying blind. So enjoy yourself and whoever the fourth, there might not be a fourth person. I really don't remember. But let's hear two of the legends, Charlie Evers and Marianne Michaels. Enjoy. Good afternoon. It is a Friday, April the 24th, 2015, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Was that George Kasotis on the piano?
That might have been. It was pretty good, wasn't it?
Yeah,
he was
not bad.
Ripping away here. It is a Friday morning and the debut of a new show here on WWGH Radio. The bus is backing up now.
Yeah, that's... Right.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a program that we'll do each and every Friday. This is going to be a lot of fun. It's called Over Coffee, where we're going to discuss current events, anything history, anything that we can come up with on Friday afternoons. Now, here's the caveat to this. At some point in this hour broadcast, we are going to give away a $10 gift card to Kroger, which can be redeemed, I imagine, at either Kroger here in town, east or south. So stay tuned for that. We'll ask a trivia question at some point during the program, give away $10 to Kroger. Now, we also have chocolate milk, orange juice, donuts, Starbucks coffee right here in the Marion Center Mall, right across from the PNC Bank, totally free. If you're listening or out there driving around and want to stop by and have some coffee and milk and orange juice, we will be here to do it each and every Friday at this time, 12:10 to 1 p.m. This is a panel discussion show. Joining me is a gentleman who does a show here each and every Wednesday from 10:10 to noon. Who's on that? WWGH, I know, Charlie Evers. And our other host has went AWOL for a moment, but we will be here. Yeah. She will be here. She is on her way.
And I hope she knows that we have no door, that she can walk right through where the window used to be.
We took out the window.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Now, before we get into any current events or give anything away, while we wait for our co-host here, Charlie, tell me, this week again, you've got George Kasotis on Wednesday morning.
That's right, coming up next Wednesday.
Now, when you and George are on together, how would you categorize that?
Crazy.
That's right.
Crazy, man, crazy. We have a lot of fun, and none of it's scripted, of course, as you can tell, and whatever comes to mind.
You know, I was just thinking, we started there, and this is live radio, and I got the laughing giggles there when we started because I heard something, but what is your most 50 years in radio embarrassing, where you just lost it or didn't get something right?
Well, I don't know. I was doing Tradio once. I must have been replacing Jeff one day. And a man called and said he had a dog, what was it, a Shih Tzu.
Oh, no. I can see where this is going.
And I don't know if my pronunciation was that clear or not, but somebody called up right after that, and he said, tell me, does that dog come with papers? But... And I could hear everybody in the station laughing.
When you announced it.
And the same thing happened. A man called and said, I've got a hearing aid for sale. And I said, huh? I like off-the-cuff stuff.
Is Tradio not the worst program in the world to do? God bless the people who
Jeff
listen.
Jeff lives by that. I mean,
lives and dies.
He thanks everybody. You know, that's his, in fact... When is he doing it out here?
You know, there is a Tradio garage sale coming. Is that this weekend or next weekend? Do we know?
Must be next weekend. Yeah.
They'll bring a lot of stuff out here. It'll be very interesting.
Why bring it all out here? We can call him and sell it.
I'm not really. I think that's one of those. Do they sell booths for that?
I don't know, but it's just that simple.
It's. I hope Jeff's listening today.
Yeah,
this will be good.
Yeah.
Jeff's been there now, I can't believe it, 34 years, 35 years? That's a long time.
That's for sure, yeah.
Through a lot of different companies.
Think of all the ball games, Jeff. Oh.
Did you ever have an interest when you went into radio to do any kind of sports or anything else?
No. I had to, as an engineer, I had to travel as a sports director and do statistics. And I can remember very well traveling to Lorain and Fremont and all those larger cities doing statistics for when the Harding High School basketball team played.
Oh, well, our co-host is coming. I just got the thumbs up.
Oh, is that why that horn is honking?
Maybe that's why the horn is honking.
Mary's got her. She must be backing in. Now, why is it that all those backup signals are all the same tone?
Well, for those listening out there, that is not a bus. They're driving a bus through the studio. We have the door open because we're serving coffee and donuts here.
Wow.
This is going to be fun. We have a there's some. I think they're replacing light bulbs out there in the mall.
My man's painting the wall.
Is he painting the wall?
Yes,
is that what he's doing out there?
He told me that this afternoon he's going to just sit there and watch paint dry.
Is that what he's going to do? I hope he gets paid for it. Well, of course, we have introduced Charlie Evers here as one of our panelists every week, which is going to be a lot of fun. But I do want to make this point before we announce our next panelist. 7 years ago this month, 6 years ago this month, we started a program called Exchange Club.
Has it been that long?
Six years ago, April of 2009, and the panelists on that show were Charlie Evers, Marianne Michaels. They were with that program. We did it at Primrose. We did it on the radio. We did it on television. We did it all over the place. And today we're going to do it again. And actually, for the first time here at WWGH, I forgot the station call letters. I'm so proud to welcome a former anchor at WCMH. It's a weird day.
Yeah.
WMR.
I'm here.
Creator of Morning Magazine, Marianne Michaels. Marianne, glad to see you.
Well, I'm glad to be here.
Yes. We're all kind of running in today. It's kind of an interesting day.
Yeah. It's actually beautiful out there, by the way.
Isn't it? Can you believe 6 years ago we started doing programs like this, Marianne?
I don't. That's awful. I can't think it's that far.
Yeah.
That was before I turned 80.
Well, it's funny because they all kind of started like this. The first show we ever did, I can tell you who the panel was. It was George Kasotis, Charlie, Marianne, and Trella Romine.
Yes.
We did it in the lobby of the Harding Hotel, and we realized we could never do it again because they had a hair salon in there at the time, and they kept running the hair dryer while we were doing the show. So some poor lady, I had to go there and say, don't run the hair dryer for an hour. She had to sit with wet hair. So we had to go someplace else after that.
Obviously.
Yeah. But Marianne, we had a lot of fun out at Primrose.
Yes, we did.
We were out there for years and years and years.
Oh, don't say years and years and years. It makes me feel older than I am.
Well, I'm still there once a month. Have been forever.
Now, when you go out to Primrose, Charlie, what do you do, basically?
Same as I'm doing right now.
Just talking?
Off the cuff,
having
a
good time.
Yep.
Well, I tell you what, let's get into some current events, because this is going to be a lot of fun. We're going to do a few things here, and we're going to start off with a story that was in the USA Today. So here we go. This is how much alcohol you drink depends a lot on where you live. A new study finds more than a third of adults in some areas drinking at dangerous levels, but huge variations in rates of heavy and binge drinking across the USA. The study of adults ages 21 and up, published Thursday in the American Journal of Public Health, finds nationwide levels of heavy and binge drinking on the rise, led by increases among women, although women still drink much less than men do. Leading the nation in binge drinking, Wisconsin's Monomee County, where 36% of drinking age adults binge drink. The study finds the highest rates of overall and problem drinking in New England. And the highest rates of just average drinking are in Church, Virginia, where 78.7% of drinking age adults drink. And if you're wondering, Ohio is in 40 to 50%.
Oh, that's got me thirsty.
That's good for the industry that's obviously sending out all of those drinks, but it's not so good for everybody else.
No, and you know, I think, well, Charlie, do you drink? Have a drink every night?
Yes, every now and then.
Yeah, Marianne, yeah.
I do too, especially wine. I like red wine. Mm-hmm. Actually, red wine's good for you if you don't overdrink it. But no, I'm not a heavy drinker, but I like a glass of wine with my meal every once in a while. Yeah, and I like white wine too.
And about once a year, I have a shot of Jägermeister.
What's that?
Yeah, what is that, Charlie?
Well, it's
educate us.
Well, it's made, I think, in maybe Germany.
Sounds like it.
Yeah, and it's a big thing with college kids. Up at Put-in Bay, in the one place that sells pizza and beer. Oh, what's it called?
I haven't been up to Put-in Bay in years. I'm going on.
They
that
have
one.
A Jägermeister fountain.
Is that right?
Yes.
What does it taste like?
Licorice.
Really?
It's got a very strong licorice taste.
Not
but it
black
is
licorice.
Highly alcoholic, I mean.
I don't like that black licorice.
Oh, I do. Oh, I love licorice, yeah.
I don't like it either.
Isn't that horrible, Marianne?
Yeah, I do not like it.
Once I was with a relative down in Delaware at the Little Brown Jug bar prior to having a meal there, and I said, I'll have a Jägermeister. And the whole place went silent because here's this old guy calling, wanting to drink a college thing, Jägermeister.
Well, now, Charlie, it's interesting. You said on your program this week, which again airs every Wednesday, 10 to 12, this was the 8th anniversary of your open heart surgery.
Yes, that's right.
8 years ago.
8 years.
And you're in good health right now. You look great, Charlie.
At the moment, yes.
Yes, you do. That's unbelievable.
I had a whole bunch of stents put in. I wonder how many years they last. I hope it's a long time.
Well, I read a story on people who get their knees replaced, and that those last for 15 years.
15.
But I'm thinking people who get... This is an interesting subject to get into. There was a big article this past week that the new middle age is 74.
I know. I saw that.
What do you make of that, Marianne? My goodness.
Well, I think it's good news.
I would say.
Yeah.
Because people are living longer, apparently.
They sure are. My class of 1952 meets once a month.
My class was 1952.
Really?
From high school?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well.
1956 from college.
I'll be doggone. Well, we meet once a month, and you'd think we were still in high school.
Two of the legends, Marianne and Charlie. I wish we could play that long. I love those two.
That was interesting.
Them, you just felt it. Chemistry was right there.
Yeah, she obviously sounded like she cared a lot about Charlie.
Well, we all got along very well.
Good.
And I'm glad that those all exist.
I didn't hear a fourth guest pop in.
You know, I think that was the first time we did it on this station, which I think I said. So we might not have had.
Gotcha.
Fourth one. But what an interesting topic.
Yeah.
Booze.
Yeah, booze.
Booze. Charlie and Jägermeister. We're going to break. We're coming back in a minute here on WWGH Radio. Got a little interesting fact for you coming up here, Glenn. Don't you dare switch the dial. 1 minute. We'll be back. Stay tuned. May 21st, 2020.
Scott, you know I love fruitcake so much that for me it's not just a Christmas dessert.
Oh, Charlie, I would not want it any time of the year.
You've not lived and you've had mashed potatoes and fruitcake, birthday fruitcake, graduation fruitcake, cream of fruitcake, and oh, the possibilities are endless.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length, and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Scott Spears, Glenn Coble filling in for Charlie Evers here. Now, here you go, Glenn, from a listener.
Okay.
Due to limited space, only honorably discharged members in certain categories are eligible for burial in Arlington National Cemetery. This includes members who died on active duty and their immediate family, retirees and their immediate family, recipients of the Purple Heart or Silver Star and above.
So I don't qualify.
You don't qualify.
Nope.
But do I? Because it says and family there. What is this? Due to limit, only honorably discharged members in certain categories are eligible. Members who died on active duty. Not that one.
Nope.
Retirees. No, I don't think he made it that far.
I wasn't a retiree either.
I don't know if he got it. It wasn't a Purple Heart because he didn't. What did you get the Silver Star for?
Valor.
I don't know if falling out of a helicopter when the rope snapped.
You could probably look it up. He has, I'm sure, a DD-214 that would...
I could end up in Arlington, Glenn. I didn't know this.
Well, fantastic. You get there and I don't get there. And I marched in the inaugural parade with the Army.
High time. I mean, you know...
That's not fair.
Well, I'll be right there with JFK in the Eternal Flame.
Yeah. Actually, I don't want to be in an Arlington cemetery because I would prefer to be next to my wife.
Well, what'd you bring that up for?
I don't know. I was being...
Facetious.
What? No, no. What's the word? I was being a curmudgeon.
Well, maybe I'll go, because I was bringing this up earlier, and this is, again, we're having this conversation on Memorial Day, not to be morbid.
Yeah.
But
well, it is kind of a moment.
Yeah, well, it's not morbid. We're all going to go, Glenn.
Yep.
We can't hold on forever.
Absolutely not.
So my family is buried in, well, and people who are still alive are going to be, and I think at this point, going to be buried in three different places. So where do you go?
All in Ohio?
Yeah, they're all in Ohio, but they're three different places.
Yeah.
So I guess I have to figure who I want to be buried with.
Yeah, and they have to figure if they want you to be buried with them.
Oh, they'll be dead. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
I'm like a party guest who shows up uninvited. They didn't know I was coming, but I'm coming.
I might be like me and your stupid Memorial Day picnic that you invited everybody in Marion to except me.
It's going to be a thing, Glenn. I didn't know. Now we've got, and I did get a confirmation. I'm not going to say it on the air, but who we were talking about earlier.
Really?
She said, yes,
all
I'm
right.
Coming.
Fantastic.
It's going to be a party. On Monday, we are going to ring in the summer. I'm going to have to get some seating now.
Now, you know, it's kind of interesting, and I'm going to go over some of the Memorial Day traditions on my show after this, but one of the things is, this is the earliest that Memorial Day can ever be held, the 25th.
Charlie and I had this question every Memorial Day, and since I don't think I have a guest tomorrow, we'll do this. Charlie, I wish you were here right now, because we've done this every Memorial Day since time and memoriam.
Maybe he'll show up tomorrow.
Yeah, he might. You never know. We got this question years ago, and it's one of those questions you don't get a good answer to. Okay, the woman is alive, but she gets a call from her daughter who lives in Oregon and says, Mom, when you die, I want you to be buried in Oregon so I can come and see you. Now, she lives in Ohio, but her family is buried in Florida, and she had a plot in Florida where she was going to go.
Yeah.
So she didn't know, should I be buried in Florida where my family is, or should I go be buried in a cemetery where I don't know anybody, but my daughter will visit me? It's a tough question.
Did she have only one child? Was that an only
daughter? Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
I understand that.
So what do you do?
I would opt for my daughter seeing me, I think.
You'd skip out on your family?
Yeah.
Well, see, I would.
I'm not going to be buried in Crown Point or Crown Hill in Indianapolis, mainly because there's no room left.
Well, if anybody wants to
folks are buried.
If anybody wants to take a crack at this question, 740-383-9944. Charlie and I and Marianne and I used to discuss this. It's a very complicated question.
Oh, it is. And have we ever found out we had one of our former announcers, she was buried.
Marge. God.
Have we ever
Marge.
Figured out
yes,
where?
We did.
Okay.
They buried her.
Okay.
And she didn't want to be buried. She wanted to be put in the mausoleum.
I don't think she has much choice after the fact.
But, no, I think it's over now, I'll tell you, I wouldn't want to be the person who put her in the cemetery.
Not when you have to go meet her later.
No, I wouldn't want to have that meeting.
No.
I'll tell you, speaking of ghosts, which some people believe in, if there's ghosts, I'll tell you, Marge is flying around somebody's house right now. But now there's an opening at the mausoleum. Maybe I can get that.
Well, did you hear, I think you said you listened to some of my show yesterday. America does lead the world in people that believe in angels.
Well, that's good.
Okay.
You know, listen, we got to believe in something here, Glenn.
Okay.
I mean, we're
I believe in you and me.
Yeah, but aren't we also the leaders of cases of depression? I think we need to believe in something.
It didn't say that in my surveys that I looked at. We lead in most people incarcerated and in our defense budget. Those are the other two things, other than what people that believe in.
But I think patriotism. I think we lead in patriotism.
I bet if you, no matter what country you go to, they'll say they lead in patriotism.
Well, if your leader allows you.
Yeah. Well, in China and Russia, you better believe in patriotism.
You better believe in what's going on.
Yeah.
So the story kind of tapered off. Do you think Kim Jong-un is dead or alive?
Well, he hasn't been seen in a long time, so my guess is he's not doing well.
But is he dead or alive?
I don't want to tell you what I hope he is.
Well, we all hope he's dead. He's not a likable fellow.
No, he isn't a likable fellow. But he does have a nice haircut, though.
Doesn't he?
Yeah.
I just wonder if he is dead. I worry about North Korea. Where are they going to find another leader with an eggplant-shaped head?
And there will be all sorts of... if he has passed away, there's probably lots of bad stuff going on in the background that we don't know
about. But do you know... honestly, you know how hard it would be to find another guy with an eggplant for a head?
Yeah, it'd be tough.
Tough?
Yeah.
I don't wish that on anybody over in North Korea.
But think of the Chia Pet hat, things that they'll be able to do with that.
What is that head he had?
It's stupid.
And he had that little, man.
He took cut your hair in a bowl to the ultimate.
I don't know what that was. But you know,
you and I would be dead right now if we lived in North Korea.
Well, he's dead. And he lives in North Korea. It doesn't matter at this point.
That might be true. I don't know. We haven't. I don't believe anybody's heard.
Nobody's
from him,
confirmed
right?
that he's dead.
No,
but I don't know if he is or not.
Yeah. Well, they're probably having that big revolution in the
I was
going to
send a get well card.
Yeah, me too.
You know, somebody said something to me last night I thought was kind of interesting. I was having a conversation with a group of people, and they said, you know, they were talking about the drug problem. And they said, you know, you can go within 5 blocks of anywhere, and if you know how to do it, you can get just about any drug.
Here in Marion or anywhere?
Right, anywhere.
Okay.
Okay, you can get, you know, cocaine and whatever, heroin, so on and so forth. But try to get a Cuban cigar.
Yeah.
And they said, why don't you take the guy who's in charge of keeping Cuban cigars out of the United States and put him in charge? Think about that.
Well, why would anybody want a Cuban cigar?
They're very popular with certain people.
Oh, I know they are, but gee.
But why are
Have
we
you ever smoked a cigar?
Yes.
Oh, they're nasty.
But why have they done that?
Why have they banned Cuban cigars?
But how can they keep them out? Why is that working,
but the
other drugs aren't?
It would be a lot easier, I suppose, because they are a legal entity, and so therefore people know where they're manufactured, so they can keep a better eye on it. Whereas drugs are manufactured all over the place, and whoever wants to manufacture. And some of them aren't manufactured very well, as we found out with a lot of deaths. So and
I don't know.
And I bet there are people that have black market Cuban cigars for sale. Matter of fact, I think we could probably go out and get one here in Marion somewhere.
Think?
I bet we could.
I don't know.
I bet we could.
Somebody, it's the packing of the Cuban cigar, I guess, that makes it good.
The packing?
I guess. I don't know what it means.
How
I don't
they
know.
Put the cigar together or the box that they put it into?
No.
Just how they pack it together.
Yeah.
And there are, I've seen documentaries on it, and those people who do that have been at their job for 50 years. You know what I mean? They're real old timers that really know what they're doing, I guess.
So what do you think about, since the cookout's coming up on Monday, and I
have
see
no
you.
Opinion on that because
oh,
I haven't
Glenn,
been invited.
Glenn. But should I dump some of the people now that I have a...
Oh, absolutely not. Make it as big as you can afford to make it.
But I thought we shouldn't during the pandemic.
Oh, that's right.
Times.
Yeah, I forgot about that. Well, you got to stop at 10, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Are you going to put down lines on your
But remember,
backyard?
Some people don't want to come if other people are going to be there.
That's true.
See, I don't care about the COVID thing. I don't think that's going to be the issue.
Uh-huh.
I got this whole underbelly of I don't want to come if this person's coming, blah, blah, blah.
I would disinvite that person right now. Call them up and say, hey, I'm pretty sure this person's coming, so I'm disinviting you.
But I don't know if that other person is coming.
Well, you make it up.
All I know is the guest. I'm trying to think of the guest list right now. I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Don't count me now.
I wasn't planning on it. I wouldn't dream of it, Glenn. 7.
We're going to beat that horse completely.
Yeah, completely. What else do we got to do in the next few minutes? 7 or 8 so far.
So I would say invite them all and have a good time because I think you're allowed 10. I would try to make it possible so that people could sit at like three different tables as opposed to everybody
Glenn,
sitting
I'm not a restaurant.
Well, where are they going to eat?
Outside. It's Memorial Day.
Don't you have picnic tables?
I got to go visit people's shade this weekend. I got to go, people who've went to their reward, I got to go visit their shade.
Gosh. I'm not sure that's a good term.
What's wrong with shade?
For some reason or other, in the back of my head, it kind of sounds a little racial.
Shade?
Yeah.
Oh, it's the shade of the tombstone on the ground.
I understand what you're saying, but I think people used to call African-American people something along that line.
What neighborhood did you grow up in?
I grew up in a neighborhood that was about 35% African-Americans.
Well, I don't know what was going on in that neighborhood, but that's not true. I think you're confusing a word with something else.
All right. Well, let's leave that alone because I hope nobody's using it that way.
I'm sure that's not if it is, that's not how I'm using it. Everything's contextual.
I disagree.
Everything's not contextual?
No.
What's not contextual?
I think if you use the N-word, I don't care
Right, because the word is awful.
Yeah.
But so the context is going to be bad. Like it's like the word jerk. You can't use the word jerk properly. How can you say that contextually well?
I jerked the hook out of the fish's mouth.
No, but the noun, jerk.
Okay.
Not as an adjective.
Okay.
How can you use the
I'm
noun?
I'm surprised you know what that is.
Yeah.
You're smarter than you look.
One of those things. How can you use the word jerk positively?
Oh, you can't.
Right. So that's the same thing with the word you were talking about.
Okay.
But contextually, shade... I can use, lampshade?
Yeah, and you can also use it. I have certain flowers that grow better in shade than grow in the
sun.
Right,
so what's the problem?
Well, I don't have a problem.
Well, you made it a problem.
Well, I'm sensitive to things like that. You know us progressives.
But I'm not taking flowers because these cemeteries have two strict rules.
Oh, yeah. They don't allow flowers.
Some do, some don't.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
I thought all cemeteries allowed flowers.
Not fake ones.
They allow fake ones?
Some do.
I suppose they want to do that because live flowers look really nasty when they're dead. And then somebody has to pick them up and throw them away.
I don't know why they just can't wait till the day after Memorial Day and take them off. Who goes there the day after and checks? For fake flowers.
That's a good question. They should.
They need to get a sense of humor about that.
Do you like fake flowers?
Not at home, but in the cemetery. I'm not there. What do I care?
What do you care?
What do I care? I'm not there.
There we go with Scott's
I'm going to stare at him.
his total lack of concern for anything.
Well, if I'm not there, it's like, if a tree falls in the forest and nobody's there to hear it, who cares?
Well, the squirrels.
Do they?
I don't know if they...
Why would I care?
No, well, I hate driving by a cemetery and seeing rows and rows of fake flowers. And
trying to get into Arlington. That's all I'm trying to do.
I'll let you in.
I don't think you can plant any... flowers.
If you give a big donation to a certain person, I bet they'll get you in.
Well,
to kill yourself
first.
I don't
think I want to go now.
Oh, okay.
I'm not ready yet.
Okay.
We'll have to wait a couple of years, and then we'll revisit that.
Okay.
But I wouldn't mind if somebody put fake flowers on my grave. Why would I care?
I don't care what they do with my grave
at
all.
So why are we talking about fake flowers?
I just don't want people to put dirty words on my grave.
Well, that's bound to happen in your case. Yeah, you can't really avoid that.
Have you been to Arlington?
Yeah, I've been to Washington, yes.
I mean, have you been to the cemetery?
Yeah, I've been by it.
Okay. So you haven't been to the changing of the guard of the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier?
No.
Well, that is something that is absolutely remarkable. And we have a gentleman here in town that was in the old guard, Phil Reed. And he was in the old guard, and he and I used to talk ad nauseum about the old guard because the Army Field Band is in the same which I was in is in the same group as the old guard, and I can't remember what the MOS is, but anyway, it's beautiful, but you dare not talk during the changing of the guard. They will stop, stare at you, and tell you,
well,
shut
why would
up.
I talk?
Well, people do. And they let them know that they need to keep hushed up because this is an honorable thing. And
well, I certainly would.
Yeah.
I obey the rules.
I would. Well, they really don't. Yeah, I guess they do have signs that say.
No fake flowers?
Yeah.
You just don't get anything.
Yeah, those wreaths that they put at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldiers are real flowers, by the way.
There you go.
I've been there. The Army Field Band never played at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, but I did go. We did have a trumpet player who played taps for that 1 year, and I went with him to it.
So you're coming up in 10 minutes. You're going to tell us all the differences between Veterans Day and Memorial Day and the whole spiel, 4th of July. All right. That's coming up on Swap Shop here in about 10 minutes. And Charlie, get well soon.
Please.
Yep. And tomorrow I'll be back 8:10 in the morning. Oh, we might have a special guest tomorrow.
Okay.
Yep.
So, we're running late, so you better get that
coffee. Well, listen, I don't care.
You won't. You run the station.
I might sit here for another hour or two.
Okay, then
I'm
going to go home.
Me. We're done for the day. Glenn Coble coming up next. Don't you dare go away.
Minted. Programs on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM are brought to you by Williams Grass Cutters. Telephone number 740-272-0062. Website, williamsgrasscutters.com. Facebook page, at Williams Grass Cutters. Email, w.grasscutters@gmail.com.
This is Earl Fitzamerican. You're listening to WWGH 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh107.com.
The Mary